Warm greetings to you. I wanted to take a little bit of time to go through the quantum acupoints for Blue Tansy with you. And I know from many years of teaching classes and seminars and retreats to groups of individuals that are mixed in terms of their healing professions. So some are trained acupuncturists, some may be shiatsu therapists or massage therapists, some practice Reiki or another form of body work or energy work. So we all have different backgrounds, but that shouldn't stop us from working with the acupoints. Of course, if you were going to take on the task of performing acupuncture with needles and obviously promoting that as your trade, you would for sure want to have a very complete training in acupuncture points. But for our purposes here of gently applying oils to acupoints, it's really not a problem if you haven't had the many year training in acupuncture points. If you look at the pictures that we've provided and you take your finger and you put it over that area. So for example, right now I'm looking at Blue Tansy, large intestine 20. So just, I'm imagining, I don't even know that point, but I'm looking at the picture and I just run my finger over it and I can feel my finger just drops right into a point. It's almost like it sticks there. Most of the acupuncture points will feel that way when you run your finger over them lightly, not with much pressure. Then there's something that kind of grabs and pulls you in there. And that will be even more pronounced if it's a point that our body really would like for us to give some attention to. It's brilliant that way. And so it's very safe and even simple to locate the acupoints this way by looking at these pictures and then running your finger over to find that sweet spot. And what I recommend doing is you can take the essential oil and apply it to your pointer finger. And then now you'll want to connect that pointer finger to the other finger so that you have that drop divided between two fingers for these acupuncture points that are actually on both sides of the body. And then you have your middle finger. And so you go up to your face, in the case of large intestine 20, go up to your face, and you take that middle finger and rub it around until you find that sweet spot. So you can feel something's going on there. And then you swap fingers. You lay down that pointer finger that has the oil on it. And just a gentle reminder that this technique is not acupressure. You're not pushing down and in. If you see the skin indent, that's too much pressure. So it's just very light. It's a very light contact with the skin. And you're going to hold both fingers over both points for anywhere from 1 to 3 minutes, or until you feel a nice shift. This is a great opportunity to take a breath. Well, probably more than one breath, take a few breaths. Drop into your own skin. Drop into your joints. Feel the tension melting out of your shoulders and out of your head and the strain from your eyes. And you will begin, if not right away, you'll begin to get a sense of when this point is finished. It's been activated and it's received the message of that oil into the point, which is propagated through the channel as energy vibrations, as literal vibratory information. So the point large intestine 20 is called welcome fragrance, and it's obviously on the large intestine point. When I'm teaching about this point, the way that I like to think about it is that here's this point called welcome fragrance, which is about taking in the beautiful, sweet fragrance and essence of life. It's right by your nose. And it's on the large intestine channel, which is about releasing kaka. And so one way to think about this point is that in order for us to allow in the beauty and the sweet fragrance into our life, we also have to simultaneously be naturally releasing the kaka. And so as you're holding this point, you might be feeling and intending that as well. You're breathing in the beautiful, wonderful fragrance of blue tansy. You're holding it on this incredible point that's giving the message to your body, I know how to release that which doesn't serve me. I know how to. It's natural. And it activates this deep knowing and this deep resource within your nervous system, within your psyche, within your body. On a physiological level, this point is also excellent for allergies. And so if you happen to be suffering from seasonal allergies, or for example, a cat allergy, or dog allergy, or whatever pet it may be. I just thought of cat because I had this incredible experience once of a celloist coming to play at a surprise birthday party a lovely friend gave for me, and the celloist was severely allergic to cats, and at that time I had two kitties, Jasmine and Sambach, and from the moment she stepped in, she started sneezing about every 3 seconds, so I applied blue tansy to her there, and she just kept it nearby for sniffing, but her sneezing went down to about 1 every 5 to 7 minutes just after one application here. So it's quite powerful for its antihistamine actions. Okay, pericardium 6, which is called inner frontier gate, and pericardium, as you might have gathered from the summary chart, is also referred to as the heart protector. And in Chinese medicine and energetic medicine, the pericardium has that role of taking the blows of the blows that are directed at the heart, the things that happen in life that really, we say, hurt our heart, injure our heart, betray our heart. It's actually the pericardium that's taking the brunt of the damage. If we use the kingdom of a metaphor, if we use the metaphor of a kingdom, then the pericardium would be likened to the great castle walls, the moat that surrounds the castle, all of the structures and all of the strategy that goes into protecting the castle, and especially even the inner chamber of the castle, is part of the role of the pericardium. And so the pericardium needs a lot of support. It needs attentiveness. It needs tenderness. And when we've had hearts, and in other words, pericardiums, that have been beat up by life, as all of us have if we've lived any number of years on this planet, then we get scar tissue in the pericardium. I would venture to say both energetic and literal tight tissue of the pericardium. And blue tansy, as the bringer of flow and of play, can bring back a healthy dynamic elasticity, if you will, energetic elasticity to the pericardium. And so we put blue tansy on pericardium 6 to tend to our pericardium to bring back that healthy pliability and to also help remind us of our ability to return to innocence and still be protected. Point liver 14, which is on the front of the body, directly below the nipples, and if you go to the center of your belly, actually, first, and then you slide your finger out from there till you're directly below your nipples, you'll be at the edge of the ribs and the soft skin. That's liver 14. That is the traditional five-element Worsley location for liver 14, which I find works best with blue tansy. And this point is excellent for opening up the diaphragm, for helping to move stuck energy in relationship to frustration, anger, rage. The diaphragm represents, metaphorically in our body, it represents that which we bump up against in life over and over again and feel like we just can't seem to get past. And in fact, when we do bump up against things over and over again in our life and we have trouble getting past them or seeing around them, we feel stifled by them, we feel helpless in relationship to it, it creates rigidity and a blocked diaphragm. And so when we put liver 14 there, it's helping to open up the diaphragm and again restore that healthy pliability, functionality, and flexibility. If you find that you take a lot of short breaths, shallow breaths, working with liver 14 can be really, really powerful with blue tansy. Our last point here is liver 3, another liver point. Blue tansy loves the liver points. And this liver 3, which is just between the first and second toe, if you slide your finger, if you go just between the first and second toe, the crevice there, and you slide your finger up, just before you get to where there's a cross bone in your foot, there's a nice divot there. That's liver 3, probably one of the more commonly used points in acupuncture. It is said to treat so many things, you know, emotional mood problems, pain problems, inflammation problems, issues with sleep. So it's one of those points that you just cannot go wrong with. And it's a good one to know. Blue tansy is a beautiful fit and pair with this point. And when you apply it to liver 3, it's going to be bilateral. Excuse me. And think about it as helping to smooth and move liver qi. This is the source point for the liver channel, the source point. Then think of the source points for any meridian or channel as that point which reminds the organ and the meridian about its essence, about what it's here to do. The source points are sort of like when you, if you're a musician and you're tuning an instrument, the source point is that sweet spot when the instrument is perfectly in tune. So the source point reminds that organ and that meridian how to be in tune. And in fact, it helps to bring that organ and that meridian into tune. And so with liver 3, we're going to be globally helping and supporting the liver organ, the liver meridian, and all of those sweet and beautiful things that blue tansy does for us and helps us to activate and remember within ourselves. Now, as I've mentioned before with the quantum acupoints, I give 4 because 4, it's an important number for stability. And also, when I was working with each oil in putting together this work for you, it was very clear that they wanted to have the options. These plant spirits wanted to have the options of 4 different points. I encourage you over the course of the month to try the oil on all 4 points, but it doesn't mean that you have to necessarily put the oil on all 4 points each day. Experience what each one feels like, and then tune into your body and ask which point the oil would like to go on if you're doing it each day, the practice over the course of the month. If you don't do it each day, there's no problem. You can simply, when you think about it or once a week, apply an oil on one of the quantum acupoints. But I would shoot for at least once a week for an oil on 1 or 2 of those points. Okay, thank you for listening, and I'd love to hear how it's going for you.